Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Burt Griffin, sports director from WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Burt, how you been, buddy?
Good, man. You know, I have a buddy down in Milwaukee who went to one of your cigar deals and said it's like hanging in Bill Michaels' man cave. You just get to go to a bar, you get to have a few, hang out, talk sports all night. It's just a good time.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we've had a lot of them. I mean, they're a lot of fun. We did one at the Prohibition there in Green Bay. As a matter of fact, I did one with Gary Ellerson, and that was a blast. That was actually funny because they recorded it. And then they came to, and afterwards we didn't realize they were recording it. So there, we said, "Hey, this is like Vegas. There's some stuff you can't just air." So, you know, we had to do a little creative editing to get a few things out of there. Now that the Packers have finished up their rookie orientation, give me your thoughts as to what Gutekunst has done, and we were asking the question: is he more like Ron Wolf or more like Ted Thompson? And I think there's a road that's being driven that's in between right now.
Well, I got to be honest. I didn't listen to much of the show. I had to get my workout in. Got to get in fight shape.
That's all right.
You know, so I would agree, and I would say this. I would say Goody so far has drafted like Ted, made moves like Ted in that part of the offseason, but he's been aggressive like Ron when it comes to free agents. You know, Jimmy Graham, mm-hmm. Ron Wilkerson. I mean, these are two guys who are late in their careers who – when you think about it, I mean, Sean Jones, Keith Jackson, Ron never really wanted to invest long-term in any of these guys. Eugene Robinson, how huge was he playing alongside, you know, Leroy Butler just for that one season where he really changed the secondary. He shored up a lot of problems that they had in the middle of the field in that deep lower third. And Sean Jones was another guy on the defensive line. 2 years maybe in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Wilkerson, who knows what we'll get out of him. Jimmy Graham, he's, you know, working toward the tail end of his career, but still one of the top five tight ends and inside the 20. We've all seen how good he is. And I mean, you can't block worth much, but he's a difference maker. So I think Goody so far has drafted like Ted because that move in the first round, dropping four picks and stealing a first rounder from New Orleans was brilliant. And that's the kind of stuff, you know, Ted would drop back a few here and there and all of a sudden move up one. And then, you know, he did the same deal with Raji and Clay in that draft. So Ted was crafty in taking nine picks and turning them into 13 and then, you know, picking up something down the road that was unexpected for Green Bay that was stealing the Saints first rounder.
How many holes do they still have that are glaring?
You know, glaring, they didn't address the effort pass rush. I think and I hope that they move Clay to the inside and we get to see what he did a couple years ago by necessity due to injury. And I think he's just going to be better off there. You know, when it's third and long, I mean, Pettine can dial up any defense that he wants. I'm really intrigued, and not just because his last name is Burks, but this Oren Burks off the edge. I mean, he's such a tweener type. Played safety, played defensive back, played outside linebacker, 240-ish. He gains 10 pounds. You got him. If Nick Perry stays healthy, hopefully Vince Beagle takes that next step forward. I mean, you could have an interesting mix of guys getting their quarterback. I think that's the glaring hole on the defensive side of the football. And then I guess that wide receiver, what do they do? There's this talk of Dez. Anything new happen yet today?
No. As a matter of fact, you had Ian Rappaport reporting that they were not going to go after Dez Bryant.
Okay. Well, I thought last night the last thing I saw was that he had turned down the Ravens or something like that, and then he was going to visit with somebody else. If you're going to go get Dez, why didn't just keep Jordy? You know, that right. To me doesn't make sense. I mean, two guys, very similar careers, 3, 4, 5, good seasons, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns plus, and Jordy knows the system. He's obviously comfortable. And do you want another headache and distraction like Martellus? I mean, I see they must really like those three rookies or they think Geronimo Allison is going to take that next step forward. Because clearly they've made Davante Adams the alpha dog. When you pay a guy that much money, and you really want a guy like Dez coming in and disrupting what – this is Devontae's team now at that position group. I don't think they have any problems with that offensive line. I think Bulaga comes back. You got Spriggs. You got Murphy. You know what you got with Corey Linsley and Lane Taylor. And look, McCray and Patrick played well on the O-line. You may want to try – we'll see if one of these third tight ends hands up, but between Graham and Kendricks, I think you're good to go. Running back, you're solid.
Well, my other question, when you talk about Davante Adams making him the alpha dog, the only concern I have, and I believe he can be a terrific wide receiver for years to come, but I do have to question whether or not his durability is going to be there. Don't get me wrong, he's taken vicious hits to give him a concussion, but he's had three concussions in 2 years. He's one hard hit away from not playing for a very long time, and then you're out of veterans all of a sudden. Then you're looking to Jimmy Graham to be your veteran wideout. Would be the only reason I would say that a Dez Bryant would make sense.
Yeah, well, and if you kick the tires on that, then that's the attitude you have to go with. And then you're thinking to yourself, well, then why'd you pay Davante all that money? That would be my question.
Right.
If there's any chance that you feel he could be that one-hit-away guy, because it's all it takes in this league. I mean, we saw with Jermichael Finley, different injury than a concussion, but still a neck, head, you know, career-ender type thing. We know how tough Davante is. He's definitely taking that next step forward. But yeah, if you're sitting there with Cobb, Geronimo, and Trevor Davis as your three wide receivers, I'm sure Rodgers is going to be looking around going, hey, why isn't Jordy Nelson here?
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah, or even Dez, you know what I mean? Yeah,
right.
I agree with you there. I just feel like they must know something more that, you know, Devontae's things were one game wonders that, you know, they did shut him down though at the end of last season. They didn't stick him back out there. Which again, you know, it's much easier. I don't care what the science says. We all know it's much easier to get one the next time around.
Yep. No doubt about it. Offensive line wise, with Bulaga, Spriggs both coming back from knee injuries, they must know something there because they didn't really heavily address that right tackle position. They fortified their line a little bit, but I don't necessarily think that they've got a right tackle that's sitting there waiting, going, okay, this is the next coming. So are you nervous about the way this offensive line sets up right now on the right side?
No, not particularly. I think Spriggs is the guy who comes off as the more athletic one. Murphy's more of the grinder. But at right tackle, that's okay. I mean, you can have those kind of players as backups. I think it's by committee right now. Whoever stays the healthiest, whoever looks the best at the end of August before Labor Day weekend gets the job, whether it's Bulaga, Spriggs, or Murphy.
And then you had mentioned pass rush, and you talked a little bit about Clay, but how good do you feel about the rotation up front? I mean, I look at it as if Montrevious Adams comes back and he is the guy that he was projected to be, holy mackerel, do you have a really strong defensive front with Daniels and Kenny Clark and Wilkerson and Montrevious Adams, and that will then allow Nick Perry to become Nick Perry 2.0.
Well, and not only that, I mean, you had a guy, Gene Lowry contributed. But, I mean, if Pettine can tap into what Wilkerson had, and not what he had the last 2 years, but what he had when he was his main guy, his defensive coordinator, that really, I think, becomes your difference maker. Because Clark has a Walker set across the front three. If you're still going to play a standard 3-4, I don't know if you can find many better. I mean, Minnesota and Philly, which were the two best teams in the NFC, they'll be right in that same category. And then you can really cut Beagle, Burks, Perry, and even Clay loose on some of those, you know, third and long situations.
Were you surprised they took a punter and a long snapper?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody
absolutely
was.
I guess if you're getting the next Ray guy and you really, truly feel that the kid from Alabama is your guy, you got J.K. Scott, but I just, a long snapper, too, that just boggles my mind why you would waste a draft pick on that. Because, look, those guys can get the yips, and I don't care if he was the best one in college. All it takes is one bad snap, and they are – and if you've got a guy, he's got an injury history too. So what is the difference between him and Brett Goode? I'd rather have an old guy with an injury history who's been consistent, never botched a snap, than a rookie who's got an injury history. And what are we talking here? The difference between 500 and a million?
Right.
I mean, when you get to the 8, 9, 10 year veterans minimum salary, we're not talking. When you're throwing words like $30 million per year around for Aaron Rodgers, $500,000 is nothing to this organization.
Talking with Burke Griffin, sports director for WFRV TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, and you just mentioned the other thing that I've been talking about quite a bit, and that is Aaron Rodgers and the contract. And look, he always has pressure. He always feels the need to win. He always tries to excel. I'm not ever questioning whether or not he can handle that pressure, but when you begin to then look and say, and he's done this, where, hey, I don't want to see them get rid of this guy. I want him to retain this guy. I want him to do that. And you look in the mirror, and you're the guy that's eating up almost 20% of your team's total salary cap. Right. I think he kind of loses that right a little bit if it indeed is all about him being the highest. Even though he said it wasn't, it certainly seems like all the indicators are that he's going to be the highest paid player, and that's the way everybody wants it to be.
I would say this. There's a reason Tom Brady has as many Super Bowl rings as he does. How much is enough? I mean, between the commercial deals and, I mean, he's set for life. Just like Brett Favre is set for life, each one of those guys is set for life. And you're right. It's not my money that we're talking about here or yours or me. But on the same scale, can't be a team player and expect to win if you're going to command that much money. And let's be honest here. Two different collarbone injuries that have ended his season. He's another guy separate of Devontae and the concussion issue. I mean, he had issues with his calf and his knee and his broken foot. He's also not a spring chicken. If you invest that much money in those and you have to take a huge cap hit, it could set the franchise back 5 years, not three. It could set him back 5 years. Mm-hmm. I would say if you're going to do it, 3 years, $100 million, be done with it. Or do 2 years, $60, $65 million, or whatever it may be. But do not invest long-term. It doesn't make sense for the overall health of the franchise.
Yep.
I'm totally on that page.
Yeah, I know they want to keep him happy, and I know they want him to be, you know, content and wanting to retire a Packer and all that kind of stuff. But I think also you have to wrap your arms around the organization and say, okay, what's best for the organization too in the long term health of this thing. So,
I think he doesn't have to look very far. Does he really want to go through the same thing that Brett did? You know what I mean?
Right. Like, well, that's what's so amazing about it is that that's the reason he does his press conference at his locker, because he wants to be the anti-Brett.
Well, that's the way it's been from day one, but anybody who's been around here long enough has known and seen the progression from day one to the big time to the MVPs to later on to how they treat everybody.
Yep.
And if you really want to be that guy and separate yourself from a guy like him, this would be the perfect opportunity to do it.
Yep, no doubt.
Don't go for the big money. Go for the team win first attitude. Maybe get that second ring, and then people don't have to really debate anymore. They can say to themselves, "Oh, one more Super Bowl."
Yep.
You know?
No doubt.
That's my thought on it.
Good stuff, man. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
As always, take care, fellas.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you. There you go. Burke Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they begin to get done. Call them. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.